This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do, Bubbas? What are you thankful for today? Hopefully lots and lots and lots of good things going on in your life. They certainly are in my life. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's got good things going on in her life as well. Victoria, she's getting married. What could be better? Except she's...
What's our countdown total?
Countdown to what? To when?
It's like a month and a half? No, more than that. A month and three quarters.
I saw something... in one of the bridal magazines the other day.
You're looking at bridal magazine?
I was in an office, and I picked up the bridal magazine. Excuse me?
Blushing Bride magazine is actually Doug's favorite.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So it was talking about how much money you should give if you're not giving a present. How much money? What's an appropriate amount of money to give to a new bride? And I think that it depended, if this article at least proclaimed that it was an age thing. The younger the woman getting married, the less money she ought to get.
Yes.
But it wasn't a focus. It was not a focus on what the couple should get. It was a focus on the woman, which I found quite interesting, actually.
That's weird.
Yeah,
are they talking about like a shower gift or just a wedding
gift? No, people go to weddings and they put the envelope in the dish.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why you get a free lunch. There's no such thing as a free lunch. You have a nice meal, but you paid for it by giving them a present.
Well, that's a cynical way to look at it, but okay.
You know what, Dougie?
You know what, actually, this is really funny and hilariously tacky. A friend of mine went to a wedding last year, and she was seated at a table where she only knew, like, half the table. So this other couple was there. She didn't know them. I think they were in their, like, late 40s. And so towards the end of the wedding, the woman of the couple has a card, and she starts, like, signing the card at the table. That's kind of tacky, you know,
take two seconds
in the car on the way in, you know.
Yeah.
And then the worst thing was she said the husband hadn't filled the check out yet, and they literally left the amount blank to sort of judge the wedding, and that's how they based left. And she said she overheard them talking about, like, well, you know, the dinner wasn't, like, that great. And they were kind of talking about, like, how much it must have cost them, because I guess the general rule is you want to cover your own plate kind of a thing. And if you're a couple, you want to cover two people's.
That's well, that would be easy for me then, because I won't have a plate to cover, so I guess I won't send anything.
You don't need to send anything. But anyway, so apparently this couple they make a habit of judging weddings, and then they fill in the amount.
They
get.
That's really weird.
It's so tacky.
Tacky. That's too good a word for it. All right. Speaking of tacky, today seems to be the day we move forward and we move back a bit. And it's not good for me to make reference to something that we've talked about before unless I explain pretty thoroughly what the discussion was. So in a nutshell, we could start the conversation over again. We're talking about advances. This is a frequent topic, but we have different ways of addressing it each time it comes up because there are always interesting things. And what came to the surface was the discussion of Jennifer's work at her business that she and her father have. And also what we acknowledge frequently is that her dad, who is a longtime radio pro, he's a colleague and somebody that, you know, we are about the same age and have about the same experiences. So he listens to the program.
and he was up, by the way, during that segment. I was watching the emails come in.
Yeah, right, yeah. He talked about what a great show it was. However, I'm sure he was chuckling to himself with our description of how Jennifer is the cog in the wheel at the CRN boat.
I hope that he's listening because, I think I do play an important role at CRN, and I know that he values me. But I have to say, my dad, and I'm not just saying this because I'm his daughter, he's a genius. He was ahead of his time when he came up with the idea for our company, and he continues, even though, I mean, it's not the easiest thing when you're getting older and technology is getting newer and you try to keep up with it, he's got a really good understanding of that. So, yeah. You know, I give him props.
That's an uh-huh. Yeah. All right. And also, I spoke about my friend who is certainly capable of running the family business that she worked in for 25 or 26 years. And she pointed out something that I think doesn't always get as much attention as it ought to. And I think this goes across the board, no matter what. And I don't want to be the danger for me in this is that I sound duplicitous or solicitous in acknowledging what women go through in a physical, emotional way, whether it's because they're having children or because they're at a certain point in their life. And I think that there is a stigma that's attached to that, and also to women who work and have children. You know, we were talking about Ivanka Trump, and she has three children. And that, you know, for some people, that's a no-no. Your children should come first. But how do you know what's going on in the mind of a person or in the life of a person unless you're really there? You don't know what her agreement is with her husband. You don't know what it is that she's doing, you know, how much sleep, whatever it is. And it really isn't anybody's business, even though it becomes a speculative game that you don't play with men. You don't ever hear that conversation when it comes to men in business, do you? Really? How much time do you, when somebody asked me, how much time did you spend with your children growing as they were growing up? Or the same can be said for you and your dad, Jennifer, or Victoria, whoever it is. And those questions are not asked. Maybe a little bit more now than they used to be, but it's not asked equally. The judgmental stuff, the judgmental curve on this is woof. Over the top. So, anyway, acknowledging. And by the way, most of the women that I have ever dealt with in business were better at running. They're better organizationally. They had a better thought process. It just things were better. I would always want to work with women. Hello, duh. Look at this. All right. Having said that, Mother's Day. Speaking of women in our lives that are important, who's more important than your mom? And so when it comes to picking something that's extra special for your mom, who were we talking to yesterday, Victoria? Was I? I was talking to somebody about the, somebody had been, it was Jack. That's how my mind is working. Jack Stockwell, who is an important cog in the wheel in this program, happened to have been in Los Angeles last week. And unbeknownst to me, he went over to the Parachute Home Store, which is in Venice. And he walked in, and he said he bought the store out. He loved everything. So
I bet the store's gorgeous.
Yeah,
just from looking
store.
At their website.
Yeah,
the way
yeah.
That
it's very feminine. It's very well put together. It's very appealing. This stuff is appealing, and that's really the point here. When you have a new bed, or you need new bedding. Let's say you went from a king size bed to a queen size bed, and you need new bedding. The thing to do is to go online to parachutehome.com/DJV and look at what they have. Buy a couple of sets of everything. Put them on your bed. Use them for 60 nights and try them out, if you will. I don't know anybody, and I've talked to a lot. My sisters have bought some of this stuff. I have friends and folks that I've talked to about this. The gay guys across the street got a new bed. I told them to go and get go to parachutehome.com, and they did. And they love it. It is something, there's a certain amount of salesmanship involved in all of this, and I'd be the first to admit it. But I'm telling you, there's nobody I know who has experienced these parachute bedding sets and whatever else they have there who hasn't liked them 100%. You will be satisfied. But better yet, if you're thinking about getting something for your mom, find out what size bed she has. I hope she's with somebody that she loves, your father or somebody else. And get them a nice set of sheets for Mother's Day. ParachuteHome.com. Just go through the catalog. Jennifer's done it. Victoria's done it. Look at the catalog. See what they have. But mostly you should start with the sheets because that's their signature line. The sheets. Get the sheets. Get your sheets together by going to ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Free shipping and free returns. Find out what we're all talking about with regard to these sheets for Mother's Day. Get a set for yourself as well. Mom will be happy. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
We can print same or next day.
Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now during Small Business Week at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more. Ends 5/6/17. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/smallbiz for details.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get into the TV news of note. I think, wasn't it earlier today, I think, Kara, I said on the air that with the Bill Shine gone from Fox, as soon as Hannity's contract is up, he's out the door, and the two of them will go someplace together. What isn't known, I happen to know because I know both of them. I don't know that, Jennifer, you were ever here. Were you here when Darla was here?
No.
No, okay. Darla Shine, who is Bill Shine's wife, was on this program for a couple of years, and she is a character. My God, is she a character. And they live next door to the Hannitys. They've been close. The kids all play together, but they have been friends for a long time. And so I'm just figuring that Shine is staying on. It's not like they threw him out the door. They said it would probably be best if you left. And he said to them, do you want me to stay and groom somebody or whatever, or transition? And they said, yeah. So he's sticking around till the end of May. I don't know when Hannity's out. When we see Hannity at the event in June, the Talkers Convention, I'm sure that'll be that. He's getting the Freedom of Speech Award, too, I think, this year. But
speculation is he could be gone by the end of the week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's not happy. I know that.
He's not happy, and, you know, I can understand why. But so I would predict, if I had a crystal ball, I would predict that you get Roger Ailes and you get Bill Shine together and you start another network that's more conservative than Fox News, and you bring over Hannity. Maybe you bring over O'Reilly. Maybe you bring over some of these people who were part of the old class at Fox
News. Where do you get a channel, though? Where do you get a cable channel?
You buy one that's already in business, because if you start one, that's a recipe for disaster. You'd have to buy a failing network. And take it over.
Yeah. By the way, Megyn Kelly is going to Russia. She started, I think, this week officially with NBC, and she's going to interview Putin as part of her premiere. ABC has been asked 150 times what's going to happen with Ryan and American Idol. They did say they were talking about it, but it wouldn't take place in New York. The reason that one of the reasons that there's an iffy part to this, Ryan was getting $15 million a year as host of American Idol. He's getting $20 million a year as the co-host on Kelly and Ryan.
What's
Kelly? I think they're at pay parity or close to it. I think she's getting a little more than he is. But so if he had to choose, if it was one or the other, he's going to take the 20 over the 15. But I'm sure he's trying to figure out how to
American Idol's a no-go at this point. I mean,
well, if they did it, they could easily do it on a Saturday. He could fly out there. They could easily do American Idol in the studio on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Not when they get to the live shows, though. That's all in L.A.
That's the problem. All right, so there is Jennifer. One show, 5 seconds tonight.
Ooh, the death of Princess Diana discussed on Andy Cohen's Then and Now tonight. How about that?
Yeah.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
And change after the hour. DJB Experience, music in the focus every hour at this time. And we start with a focus on the Eagles, who have become litigious. There is a Hotel California, and always has been a Hotel California. It's on the Ocean Avenue, next to the Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica. And the Eagles stayed there, and thus this song. However,
is it still there? Is it still called
that?
Because I've stayed at the Lowe's, but I didn't remember what
it's right next
door.
To the Lowe's. A little place. You wouldn't. It's one of those old California signs.
Mm-hmm.
It's right between the Lobster restaurant and the Lowe's.
Okay.
It's right there. And it's a beautiful house right next to it. And the only reason I know that is because I stayed in both of them. I stayed in the Hotel California for a while when I was looking for a place to live in. I always bought the place next to it. Actually, about 15 years or so ago. It's a cool old hotel. It's old. It's an old Hollywood hotel. That's what it is.
Right.
But there's a new one in Baja, and they may have second thoughts about having named the Hotel California, because the Eagles are suing them because they own the trademark now. If it's pre-existing, like the Hotel California in Santa Monica, they took it from them. I'm surprised the Hotel California didn't go after the Eagles. But it was good. That's good promotion, so who cares? Anyway, the people in Baja have been advertising here, and they are trying to convince people that this is the hotel that was inspired. This is the hotel that was the inspiration for the Eagle song, which is a load of crap.
Right.
And so, the 1950s when I'm looking at this. The hotel that I'm talking about in Santa Monica. 1950s. I would have thought it was around before that, frankly.
Probably was, maybe.
There's a restaurant across the street from it called Shea J's. Warren and I had lunch there about a month and a half ago with a couple of radio guys from L.A., and I love the place. It's just a seedy little joint with checkered table. But every star who wants not to be seen goes into that restaurant. And the place is always loaded with characters. It's just a neat place. But mostly, it's the same crowd that stays in the Hotel California. So, anyway, they were trying to sell T-shirts and all kinds of other stuff. So the Eagles are suing the hell out of them, and they'll probably win. I'm going to guess they would. Wouldn't you think they would?
You would think. I mean, this hotel in Baja is actually called the Todos Santos Hotel. Yeah. But then they've nicknamed themselves the Hotel California.
Yeah.
And, that's kind of that, buddy. Yeah, exactly.
That's not going to
work. Yep.
All right, John Mayer is in the music news spotlight as well today because he's, for the first time, on the Billboard Country chart this week. The song In the Blood enters at number 59. I feel like Casey Kasem doing American Top 40. Sheryl Crow contributes on this song some background vocals. Let's listen to it for a minute. Now, help me understand, please, ladies. Is John Mayer more of a force on the charts than Sheryl Crow, or are they about equal? How Sheryl Crow is in your background here.
I would say in Sheryl Crow's heyday, she was probably a bigger force than him, but she hasn't really done all that much.
Yeah, we were saying that the other day.
Yeah.
You've been around for 10 years or so. Yeah.
This track is from the new
album called Search for Everything, which is also doing well in the Americana Folk Albums chart. Search for Everything debuted at number one on Billboard's top rock album chart. The official publication date, though, is the 6th of May. Official. So that's this weekend, right?
It's Saturday.
Do you like this or something? Right?
I like it. I don't know if Victoria does, but
it's all right.
28 after.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So, about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Learning how to, you fill in the blank, how can you be happy? What are your happiest moments so far today? And what do you expect from the rest of the day? I think we are all happy when we feel like we're making progress, getting better at things. I have been trying to get something done on my farm for years and years and years. And last night at town meeting, I finally felt like we're actually, we could see the end of the road, and then that long and winding road. So I feel happy. I mostly don't bring sour stuff to the air unless it's something we get onto on the air. It makes me a little sour. I try to leave it at home. Well, I actually am at home, but I mean leave it outside of the studio. And Victoria, I think you do that too. Hi, everybody. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. When you do something you're not good at and you don't feel like you might be able to get it done, and yet you get it done, don't you feel happy? I don't know if I can do that. Some people say that, or they'll downright say, I can't do that. And somebody who's smarter than they are will say, yeah, you can. Come on, let's do it together. Let me help you, or you know, something like that. Because you can't master everything, but I think you can try new things, and I don't mean just at work. I'm talking about home, a relationship, you know, things that you learn by doing, or learn by studying, that sort of thing, and become more competent at something. If you desire to, you can. I believe that with everybody. I think you can do anything you set your mind to if you want to. If you don't want to, or you don't feel like you have to, then you don't. But I will tell you in my life what's happened in the past, probably 5 years, but it goes back 35 years, the amount of things that I have consumed to make me a better person, and I guess that you would define it in any number of ways. But we all, as we mature, I think, look at our lives and say, is that all there is, or can we do something else? And I've had a very full life to this point. Don't expect that it would be anything other than that as I go forward. But some days you do ask yourself, is that all it is? Is that, what's doing? I think sometimes it gets very frustrating when you don't understand what your purpose is. And you think, why am I going through all of this if we have trials and tribulations and heartbreak? And what the hell am I doing? Why am I doing this? And sometimes not easier to figure it out. But self-reflection is a wonderful thing. And I think we all do it. I think you have to do it. I think I would say, in Victoria's case, what I hear her say to the man that she's going to marry, and what I hear her say about the relationship they've had, as it is very important. I mean, this is a commitment that you're making for hopefully as long as you live, or at least it'll be good for as long as you make it good. It could be 10 years, it could be 20 years, it could be the rest of your life. But I think you've known him long enough in lots of different ways so that you feel like you are, I mean, and you're not the type of person that I sense would do something on a whim. If you've known the guy for 10 years, not exactly a whim.
We haven't been together for 10 years, but yes.
No, but you've known. You've known him. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I wish you lots of luck, even though
Thank
I'm
you.
Not going to be at the wedding.
You'll be there in spirit.
I will. Yes, that's true. Okay, so here's the story, Kara, of the school superintendent in Maryland who sued the school district. Kind of an unusual reality. When's the last time you heard of a school superintendent suing the district? Well, this lady, Renee Foose is her name, F-O-O-S-E, is a five-year superintendent of the Howard County School System, which is the largest in Maryland, and she was fired. And, well, the board said she was retiring. Huh? At 50, she's retiring? No, she's not. She got fired because the political landscape changed back with the election in November, and the new members of the board didn't want her in. She has a big contract, but she sued them because they got in the way. You know, some of these agreements, town managers, city managers, school superintendents, they have really ironclad agreements with the community, and you can't much mess with them other than fire them. You can't get involved in the day-to-day operation. A school board member can't go to the superintendent and say, I think you should fire that person. Or I think you should do this with that school. Or I think this curriculum, you just can't do it anymore. For whether it's good or bad, that's the judgment. But these people on this board, the new members, were all in there creating chaos, telling teachers not to listen to the superintendent. Can you imagine? So she sued him, and apparently they settled with her out. I mean, they're going to buy her out of her five-year contract and just, you know, so most of those people make $250,000, $300,000 a year, so she's probably going to get a couple of $1 million out of them. But she, you know, and she'll get another job. Because school superintendents, we just hired one in Framingham, and he was at town meeting last week, and somebody got up in town meeting and said, how long are you going to stay? And this guy had tried, the superintendent that they just fired was hired 4 years ago, and this guy tried to get the job, but he didn't do well in his interview, so he went to run another school system. And so in this circumstance, we got this new guy, and he's really, I can tell by his vibe, he's very good. But with all the new laws that most people don't understand, you know, you may elect a politician to, unless you've got a strong mayor and a strong city council, that sort of thing, where the public has input, the people who are on these boards, they are pretty powerful. And I don't think even most of the electorate realizes that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And I don't think that you should keep a superintendent in power forever. You know, obviously, if there's something wrong with what they're doing, then you should get a new one. But it's just kind of crazy when you think about all the turmoil that's going on in the higher-ups that people don't even know about.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how on earth is the school system run if all of this crap is going on? Well, like, how can they focus on their education with all of this other stuff?
Yeah. And there are a lot of problems in education. A lot of problems all around. I guess another example of that, Kara, would be what went on this week. I think it was yesterday, actually both Monday and Tuesday of this week. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee took the airline industry to task. They brought in the CEOs of all the major airlines and gave them an old what for. Because they're working, I think there's a bill that's come from, who are the two, Booker and who's the other senator from New Jersey, Victoria? I can see him, short guy, but I can't remember his name. He's been around for a long time. Is the other senator, whoever. I don't remember his name.
I don't know. I don't follow Jersey politics, but I mean, not, you know, closely, but I know who you mean.
Everybody pays attention to Booker because he wants to run for president someday. Anyway, they have introduced a bill. There's got to be some Freudian there. a bully bill that will change the way you interact with the airline and the way the airline interacts with you. And it all came about. Wouldn't you think they would have done this before? Congress never acts. They always react.
Mm-hmm.
And so when all these people from Alaska Airlines and American and Southwest and United and Delta, they all show up and they get the stuff that, just throwing everything they can at them. So, and by the way, this is a universal thing. This will pass easily because this was a field day for both the Republicans and the Democrats. They just laid onto these guys, and it was pretty, I would think they would have been pretty uncomfortable being there. You hear often the information about the contract of carriage, which used to be on the ticket, but now that you print your tickets out, or you use your device when you go check in, you know, look at what it says.
Right.
And what it says is all protective of the airline and basically doesn't protect you at all.
We can get rid of you at any time we want.
Absolutely. Do whatever we want. We can have you ride on the wing of the plane if we want to. There was a cartoon last week with a guy strapped to the roof of a Delta plane. And the caption was,
this
is
great. Yeah.
This is what we do with too many customers. So anyway, they're going to, they obviously had a field day with the guy from United on Dr. Dow and what went on. And what's his face? Munoz from United says, we made a big mistake, yada, yada, yada. I mean, what else is he going to say? The problem with the flying experience is everywhere. And two or three of these reps just banged away. And it's true. I fly probably 100,000 miles plus a year. Last year, I flew 170,000 miles.
Wow.
This year, I may, 100 anyway, depending on where I go this fall. I'm going to take a trip every fall, I think, from now on. And so I have status, and my experience is I'm pretty happy to tell you what my experience is, whether it's good or bad. I think American has improved, frankly, and I think I said that a couple of weeks ago, but they still have a lot of things to fix. But they don't want to fix some of them because they don't have to, because there's not enough competition, because we were sold a bill of goods, just like Ed Markey, who was the chairman of the House Communication Committee in 1996, pushed through that bill, which was called the Radio, it wasn't a radio bit, it was the Telecommunication Act of 1996, that's what it was. And in it was the regulation that allows one company to own 1,800 radio stations, which has been proven to be a complete disaster, as we all know, in the business. And those who listen, if you listen carefully, know it's been a disaster. And then it also allowed the companies that have cable to box everything together, the players like Verizon, the phone companies, screw you over 85 ways from Sunday. That all came out of this bill in 1996. So now people are looking at that the same way as they're looking at the airlines. And Trump, by the way, said yesterday he wanted to break up the banks. I looked at that and I had to read it twice. He thinks that the banks ought to go back to the way they were before they became so powerful. And the bankers went, what in the hell are you talking about? Remember when the banks, those of you, you may or may not remember, Kara and Victoria, there used to be commercial banks and there used to be mortgage banks. Then, as a result of something that took this, the Glass-Steagall Act that took place in the, another 1990s deal, that allowed the banks to do anything and everything. Sell, you know, mortgages, everybody could provide mortgages, everybody could do commercial lending. And that's what's created this mess. So Trump said yesterday, you know what, we need to look at this. And the bankers said, huh? Basically, I think you're going to see a lot of stuff broken up. That's what I think you're going to see. Because of the abuses like the airline industry, the banking industry. Well, I mean, we get abused. We're the users, and they're the beneficiaries, and they screw around with us to a fairly well, and nobody gets in the way of it. Because they pay off members of Congress. As we all know, Trump doesn't look for money. He's not getting handouts from everybody, and he is not aligned with anybody, particularly, except maybe his own interests. But, you know, I think this is a, that's a refreshing, that's why his approval rating, by the way, has gone up to 48%. I don't know if you saw that, Jennifer, I mean, Victoria or not. But, you know, people are seeing that sort of thing, and yeah, there's a real delineation in what he's doing, but I think that kind of stuff speaks for the consumer, and that's kind of what the consumer wants. That's the way I read it.
Well, I think, yeah, I think the consumer, especially when it comes to airline travel, I think the consumer feels feels helpless. I think the average consumer feels like, you know, there's no recourse. There's nothing we can do about it. And I was happy that a lot of members of Congress had some very strong words, including, if you don't fix this, then we're going to come after you and you're not going to like how it's going to go.
Yeah.
So I was very happy to see that.
Yeah. They are not going to like how it's going to go. And it, but it is time to return some of the power to the people. As much as that sounds like a,
like a Patti Smith song.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. It's true.
Power to the people.
Power to
That's
the people.
That's what the Black Power movement was all about. That in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. That was their slogan. Power to the people. And you know what? It's time.
We need it. Yep.
All right. Where are we? Looks like 11 and a half for the hour here on the DJB show.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Ellen Krebel.
In many parts of the West, people poke fun at dime store cowboys who dress the part but do not act like the real McCoy. They're said to be all hat and no cattle. We make fun of them, but should we make them criminals? In Blythe, California, that's exactly what they did, passing a local law prohibiting anyone from wearing cowboy boots unless they actually own at least two cows. Even a rodeo bull rider can't wear boots if he doesn't own cows.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Chuck Curry is here, ladies and gentlemen, on the DJV show, Movie Moments, and this is the theme from Towering Inferno. All right, so we almost have a daily Dwayne Johnson update, because he's in 13 movies at the same time, and he's in this new Towering Inferno flick, right?
He's going to be in a movie called Skyscraper, which is, like I said yesterday, just being described as Towering Inferno set in China.
Yeah. But you know that there are a lot of people who want him to run for president in 2020. You knew that, right?
I heard that. Yo, who's his vice president? Hulk Hogan?
No, who was the guy who was governor? What was...
Jesse the Body?
Jesse the Body Ventura, yeah.
I think he's past his peak.
You think so? Wait a minute. He's my age, Chucker. What are you saying about that?
No, you're in amazing shape, though.
I am. That's true. Thank you.
You take your vitamins. I don't think he does.
All right. That may be. He eats a little too much spaghetti, I think. All right. Meanwhile, why were we playing Towering Inferno to highlight? What are we highlighting?
Because I that Towering Inferno starred Paul Newman, and yes. I read a really cool story
George
about
Kennedy.
Paul Newman.
Who else? George Kennedy.
No, not
stars.
George Kennedy. Towering Inferno with Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, Fred Astaire, Jennifer
George
Jones.
Kennedy was not in that movie?
No, he was in Earthquake, same year with Charlton Heston.
Okay.
But I'll tell you a quick story. Steve McQueen was so competitive and ego-driven that when he made the Towering Inferno and he signed on, one of his requests in the contract is he had to have the exact same amount of dialogue and lines as Paul Newman, his co-star. And if you look at the opening credits, it's Steve McQueen's name to the left top and Paul Newman to the bottom right, which... I mean, they got exact equal billing.
Where'd they put William Holden? William Holden is a big star.
He was a big star. He wanted top billing also, but they told him no. He got third billing.
Isn't it amazing, huh? Good God. Love it. That was a great story, Strucker. That's what I like about you, amongst other things, is that you have great, great stories. And that's
but I got this really cool Paul Newman story that I read the other day. Pixar has taken 28 minutes of unused voice work that Paul Newman did in the 2006 animated movie Cars, and they recreated that dialogue originally and brought back his character, Doc Hudson, for Cars 3, which is going to be out this summer. But
really?
It's a really cool story, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, Paul Newman was a huge racing advocate, loved
yes,
that
he
stuff.
Was, yeah.
And they
was
used him as a major character in their Pixar movie.
I think
movie
McQueen was, too. I think McQueen was a big racing
Yeah, he was
too.
Also, yes.
Yeah, right. He did his own driving in Bullet. And Bill Hickman, who was the guy who was he and who was Burt Reynolds' guy? Hal Needham, right?
Those two guys,
Bill Hickman and Hal Needham, were responsible for pretty much every car chase, every car crash, every bomb that blew up, and every movie that was made for 25 years.
Yeah, and that was all practical without CGI. I mean, they really did those very,
oh, yeah.
very
right.
dangerous
those guys,
stuff.
Oh,
I mean, that,
God.
The Burt Reynolds guy did that. He fell out of that building in Atlanta backwards into a balloon. Broke his back, which
is... Right. And Hickman's still alive. I think he's probably pretty old. If you remember the bad guy driver from Bullet, where they chase him around and he and the bad guy shooter is on the right, but the bad guy driver was Hickman.
Okay.
And he did his own, obviously, because he was the stunt coordinator. He did the driving, and he was some kind of driver. He was legendary.
And you know, harking back to the Towering Inferno, I mean, you had stunt people who lit themselves on fire for three minutes, literally,
right.
their entire body.
Wear these things, they'd wear these suits,
exactly.
And they were actually on fire.
And a special glue they put on their face and hands.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you could pay me enough to do that.
Well, they don't do it anymore because they don't need to with CGI, but they had to do it then.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker, we've blown past whatever commercials we could do, so what do you have for movie news?
One other bit of news. Actress, comic Melissa McCarthy signing on the star in a movie titled Happy Time Murders, which is being described as an R-rated comedy from Jim Henson's company. It will be set in Los Angeles and will have humans and puppets that coexist. You know, she's regarded as the only bankable comic star in movies today, but I'm going to say Amy Schumer is going to equal that bill. I have a feeling the movie she has with Goldie Hawn coming out next weekend is going to do quite well at the box office.
Hey, right. That's it. Yeah, that looks like it'll be.
The trailers look good, and it's good to see Goldie Hawn in her first feature film in 15 years.
She messed up her face so much she couldn't do any filming for 10 years. Her face is almost sort of back.
It still doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't look great. No, it doesn't look
great. But it's still fun to see her back. I mean,
she's a terrific
talent.
She's a character. No question about that. All right. So Chucker can be followed if you go Chuck at Poseidon 72. He has a weekly podcast called Movie Maniacs, which is on iTunes and Audio Boom. 59. Boom. Past the hour, Chucker.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.